You're listening to The Natural World. I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, June 14th, 8:30 a.m. Findlay National Wildlife Refuge, Cheadle Marsh Trail. We imagined ourselves in the Garden of Eden. Those words, scribbled as a journal entry by Gabriel Franchere, one of John Jacob Astor's men sent to Astoria in 1811, helped to launch 1,000 prairie schooners. Immigration societies such as the American Society for Encouraging the Settlement of the Oregon Territory used these words as propaganda in public lectures and advertisements to persuade mid-19th century Americans to seek a better life in the distant Willamette Valley. This comparison to paradise is easy to understand 200 years later on a late spring morning. The abundance and variety of birdsong is an acoustic measure of a garden-like luxuriant leafy profusion. Spirea is in blossom, elevating pink floral banners above the verdant tangle. Delicate damselflies cling to waist-high grasses while waiting for the rising sun to warm the air. A small flock of brilliant canary-yellow goldfinches feast on a swaying bounty of ripening seed heads. Long wisps of hanging gray-green lichen that a few weeks ago dominated the deciduous oak and ash forest lining Muddy Creek have been overtaken and obscured by new leafy growth. A constant influx of moist marine air has tempered the longer days with a persistent shield of clouds. Occasional showers have kept the warm soil moist, creating ideal conditions for plant growth. Animals have awakened from various forms of winter dormancy and arrived from great distances to take advantage of this temporary excess. Small and large creatures crawl, scurry, flutter, soar, and wait patiently to browse upon or capture enough food to sustain themselves and, should they survive, their offspring. Clouds of tree swallows swarm above the riparian forest canopy, scooping up flying insects as they rise from the treetops after a cool evening's rest. A harrier or marsh hawk beats its wings energetically to gain elevation in the thick, humid atmosphere, rising uncharacteristically high into the air to circle over the marsh. Emergent rushes and cattails grow from watery depressions on either side of the elevated trail. A male cinnamon teal with rich brown plumage and deep garnet eyes flushes as I walk by, moving to the far side of the pond. Its mate, with a brood of almost a dozen small chicks, skitters away over the surface and melts into stillness amidst the rushes. An irritated great blue heron leaves its lofty perch on an ash snag, croaks an alarm, and heads slowly northward like a great pterodactyl. A yellow and black tiger swallowtail flutters by to nectar on a hedge of pink Nootka roses. To the west, across an expanse of farmed grassland, Pigeon Butte rises 250 feet above the valley floor. Oregon white oaks surround the peak. Pigeon Butte got its name because mineral springs at its base once attracted great numbers of band-tailed pigeons at this time of year. These once abundant game birds needed the minerals to supplement their diet so that their eggs could develop properly. Unfortunately, they were sitting ducks for sportsmen and market hunters who slaughtered them in great numbers. As I scan the margins of the marsh toward Pigeon Butte, I notice an odd silhouette on the horizontal branch of a bleached ash snag. The characteristic barrel-shaped eared profile is that of a great horned owl. This nighttime hunter is up past its normal bedtime, scanning the grassy field. Even though its back is turned toward me, I can see its large yellow eyes as it turns its head almost completely around to scan the ground below. Great horned owls are one of North America's most powerful birds of prey. As I walk along, I disturb a small brush rabbit nibbling on trailside herbs. Brush rabbits are a favorite food of great horned owls. Their populations manage to stay ahead of predators by having up to 5 litters a year. This one does not seem overly cautious. It continues eating as I watch just 5 feet away. this Saturday, June 20th, the Eugene Tree Foundation will visit a recent oak woodland restoration site at the Oak Knoll on the south side of Hendricks Park. Multiple invasive species were removed here, as well as some Douglas firs, in an effort to benefit the Oregon white oaks and to reestablish the ecosystem associated with these stately trees. You're invited to meet Albie Thompson, local arborist and ETF education chair, at the upper parking lot south of the picnic shelter at 1 p.m. for a two-hour walk, rain or shine. If you have sightings or events you would like to report or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, C-O-O-N-E-Y, at msn.com.